Hello, everyone. Aunt Sue and I are all ready with a second portion of our exciting story about Noah and the Ark.
This part of our story is found in Genesis 7, 8, and 9.
We call it...
The Man Who Believed What God Said.
For many years, Noah has been warning the world of an impending flood. At the same time, he and his three sons work untiringly to build a great boat to house people and animal life during the storm.
There comes Noah now!
Yeah. Oh, those three young men following Noah on the platform are his three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Those four women back of the platform are probably Noah's wife and his three sons' wives.
People! People, people, quiet, please. Friends, I am Shem, eldest son of Noah. It's my duty and great pleasure to introduce Noah, my father, chosen of God to herald the coming flood.
Friends, by this time it is common knowledge that this ark is being built as an ark of safety for all those who will choose to be saved from the soon coming flood. God is a God of love. He is not willing that any shall perish. Even now, if the world would repent and turn away from its sins and evil doing, God would spare the earth from the flood. But God is also a just God and a powerful God. He will not be trifled with, nor continue his long suffering with sin and wrongdoing forever. If men choose to continue in their evil ways, he will most certainly destroy the world with a flood from which none will escape. Very soon the flood will be upon you. Not many more times will I be able to warn you. Won't you believe? Come into the safety of the ark!
Thank you, friends, for your attention. Tomorrow, my father Noah will again appear on this platform, as he will every day until the day of the flood.
Oh, well, come on, it's all over. Let's go home.
Before we return home, excuse us for a few moments, will you?
Oh, surely, but I'll be right here when you get back.
Come on, dear.
Yeah, but don't be gone long.
Where are we going?
Shh!
Wait until we get out of your father's hearing. I don't want him to know where we're going.
Oh.
Did you notice those four women back of the platform?
While Noah was speaking?
Yes.
What about them?
One of them was your sister.
It was. I didn't notice.
I did. We're going to find her and talk to her. There she is. She sees us, too.
Mother.
Sis.
Hello. What are you doing here?
More appropriately, what are you two doing here?
Your father brought us to hear Noah and to view the ark.
Father came and brought you? Oh, this is a surprise, Mother. Oh, I'm so glad you decided to come.
Oh, daughter, why don't you give up this silly idea and come back home?
No, Mother. I'm convinced that God is using Noah to warn the world of the flood. I must follow my convictions. But you, Mother, you and Sis, why don't you come with us and be saved?
I don't know what to believe. I'm confused.
Believe, Mother. Believe what God says. Noah speaks the truth.
Well, perhaps, but I can't. I don't want to leave your father. Maybe if there is a flood, you'll let me in the ark then.
Oh, I wish that I could. But I won't be able to, Mother. Once the door of the ark is closed, it'll be too late. Your doom will be sealed. Oh, but it isn't too late now, Mother. There's still time today.
Yes, dear. I just heard. Sis is married. She married Shem. Mother, did you hear me? Sis married Shem, Noah's oldest son.
I heard you. She...
Oh.
the ark right away.
Again?
Now hurry, or I'll go without you.
Go ahead and go.
Oh, don't you want to go?
Should I want to?
Well, it's rumored that the ark is completely finished, and something's about to happen. It might be exciting. They're going to call the old man's bluff, make a fool out of him. Should be interesting, eh? Well, are you going or not?
Oh, don't be so impatient. I'll be ready in a few minutes.
I'm going too, Father.
My dear people, the ark is finished. Every part of it just as God directed. A great abundance of food for both man and beast is laid in store. Now, once more...
All you need now is some people and animals, eh, Noah? Need some help to round them up?
Once more, my people, I plead with you. Accept God's last call of mercy. He loves you. His great heart yearns to save you. He has provided a way of escape for you. For 120 long years, he's waited for you. Is there not one who will enter the ark of safety now? Now, while the door is still open.
Just a minute, friends. As one of your leaders, a representative of the masses, I say, don't be alarmed by what this man is saying. The threatenings of God are for the purpose of frightening you. But you need not be alarmed. Such an event as the destruction of the world by the God who made it and the punishment of the beings he has created will never take place. For centuries, the laws of nature have been fixed. The seasons come and go in their order. The earth has always been watered by a mist or dew. The rivers have never yet overflowed their boundaries. As to rain or water coming down from the heavens and causing a flood, preposterous! Be at peace! Continue to build, to drink, and be merry, for this Noah is a wild fanatic. A deluded old man!
Look! Look over there! Coming toward the ark! Animals! All kinds of animals!
A great silence has just fallen upon this vast mocking throng. A strange phenomenon is taking place. Beasts and animals of every description, the fiercest as well as the most gentle, are seen coming from mountain and forest. They all seem to be quietly making their way toward the ark. The clean beasts are coming in sevens, and the unclean in twos. And now something else is beginning to happen. There's a noise like a rushing wind. Why, it's birds. Birds are flocking from all directions. So many of them that their numbers are darkening the very skies. It's a very strange sight. They seem to be flying in perfect order, straight into the great doorway of the ark. The animals and the fowls are obeying the command of God, but men refuse to heed his command. All that is, except Noah and his wife and their three sons and their wives, they also have now entered the ark.
Look! There's a dazzling light by the door of the ark. The door of the ark is closing all by itself.
Maybe an angel from heaven is closing the door.
Noah and his family are inside the ark.
I'm glad our daughter is in there, too.
I'm afraid.
We have need to be afraid. There is going to be a flood. We are doomed. We have sinned away our day of grace.
Oh, nonsense, nonsense.
Then how do you explain all these unusual happenings?
I don't know. But our wise men and philosophers will explain them. Just wait and see.
Friends, I have been chosen as the spokesman for your leaders, your elders and wise men. They have instructed me to assure you that there will be no flood. despite the unusual things you witnessed here, there still can be no flood. You are urged to get back to your normal way of life. There will be no flood.
For 7 days after Noah and his family entered the ark, there appeared no sign of the coming storm. During those long days, the faith of Noah and his family was tested. But it was a time of triumph to the crowds outside. More than ever, they were sure the flood would never come.
How long do you think they'll stay in that boathouse? It must be awfully dull in there without anything going on.
Oh, they have to feed the animals, you know.
Hey, Noah! Noah, open up the door! Open up so you can prophesy about the coming flood, huh? Hey, Noah! Oh, Noah!
Yeah, Noah, you've been preaching a day of doom for 120 years! If you ever show your face again, we'll feed your carcass to the lions and buzzards!
On the eighth day, dark clouds overspread the heavens.
What is it?
Beginning of the flood, that's what!
Then came the muttering of thunder and the flash of lightning. Soon, large drops of rain began to fall.
Maybe there will be a flood.
The world had never witnessed anything like this, and the hearts of men were struck with fear. Darker and darker grew the heavens, and faster came the falling rain.
There is going to be a flood. What'll we do?
I'm going to make my sister let me in the ark.
It's too late. Remember what she said, that once the door was closed, no one could get in.
Oh. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tie myself to the ark. If it's saved, then I'll be saved too.
It won't do you any good. There's nothing we can do to save ourselves. There's no use even to try.
Well, I'm going to try.
Lots of people tried in vain to save themselves. Many pleaded to be let in the ark or endeavored to break in. Others fastened themselves to massive trees on lofty mountains. Some lashed themselves and their children to strong animals, believing that the animals would climb to the highest points to escape the rising waters. But all in vain. The storm increased in fury. The fountains of the deep were broken up and the windows of heaven were opened. As the waters covered the lower places of the earth, many people fled to the mountaintops. Finally, even these were covered, and the despisers of God perished in the black depths. The world became a shoreless, lifeless ocean. Inside the ark was peace of mind and safety. And thankfulness to God, that God is not only a God of law and justice, but also a God of love and mercy.
Oh, great and merciful God in heaven, we thank thee for saving us this day from destruction. Now, wilt thou sustain us through the trying days and weeks that lie ahead? Preserve the ark and its cargo of living creatures as it is tossed about by the angry billows. And when these waters shall subside, may we continue always to worship and obey thee in all things. O God, may thy mercies and wondrous love abound forever and ever.
Twelve months on a boat.
Holy Scripture says,
"And rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and the waters increased, and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. And waters prevailed above the mountains, covering them 15 cubits deep."
It often seemed to the family within the ark that they must perish, as for 5 months their boat was tossed about. It was a trying ordeal, but Noah's faith did not waver. He had the assurance that God's hand was guiding the ark.
Oh, I wonder if we'll ever get out of this alive.
Why, Ham, shame on you talking like that.
Well, we've been shut up in this ark for almost half a year. Think of it, 150 days, and still the storm rages. Oh, listen to the wind and feel the motion of this boat.
But, Ham, you... Oh, it is discouraging, I'll admit.
Father Noah says that God will take care of us. Just have patience.
Patience? For 5 months we've been shut in with all these noisy birds and animals. I'm getting tired of it.
Sometimes Son, I know it's been difficult, but let's remember that God has been very merciful to us.
Oh, I know, Father, but 150 days of this is enough to drive anyone to distraction.
Listen.
And still the end is not in sight.
Listen, please, listen.
What is it, dear?
Things sound different than they did. And this boat, it's not tossing around like it was.
Some of the noise has stopped.
Say, that's right.
Maybe we're on dry land.
We must be.
Let's open the door and find out.
Oh, it'll be a relief to stretch again.
And not have a bunch of smelly animals around.
I'll go get our things together.
All right, but hurry back. We'll open the door.
Oh, be sure,
just a minute.
Just a minute.
We're going to open no door. We're going to stay right here, so just keep calm.
We may be on dry
yes,
land.
Father,
now, quiet, all of you. Listen to me. We came in the ark at the express command of God. We will leave only at God's express command. God closed the door. It will not be opened until he opens
it. But, Father, surely you don't
Now, quiet, Ham. You and Japheth remove the covering from the window on the top of the ark. We'll look out and see if we are on dry land or not.
Oh, yes, that's good.
I think I got it. There. There, the window's opened.
What do you see?
Can't see anything yet.
Shem, you crawl up in the window and tell us what you see.
Yes, sir. Let's see if I can get up here.
I really do need to know.
The sky, it's blue and clear.
Oh, the storm's over at least.
I can't see if the ark's on water or not, but evidently it is because I see water everywhere. We seem to be floating on a sort of a lagoon. I can see the tops of mountains all around us.
The Lord is protecting us. He has caused the ark to drift into this spot protected by a group of mountains.
We can't get out of the ark yet?
No, the tops of the mountains are the only land showing.
Oh. How soon will it be dry enough to go outside?
Well, it's hard to say, daughter. But at the proper time, we'll leave this ark and start life again on the earth.
Noah and his family anxiously waited for the drying up of the waters, for they longed to go forth again upon the earth. Finally, on the 40th day after the tops of the mountains became visible, they sent out a raven.
All right, Ham, let the raven loose.
Now there it goes.
What good is it going to do to let the raven loose?
The raven is a bird of quick scent. If there's dry land, the raven won't be back.
Oh, I see.
The raven isn't even flying away. He's just flying back and forth around the ark.
Evidently, he doesn't detect any dry land, which means we'll have to wait longer before disembarking. Let the raven in again.
Yes, sir.
Seven days later, they again sent out a bird. This time, a dove.
It's flying straight away from the ark.
Maybe the water's dried up now.
We'll soon know.
Oh, here it comes back.
It's still not dried up.
Evidently not. All right, Ham. Let the bird in.
A week later, Noah again sent forth the dove.
Oh, here it comes back.
I thought surely the water would be dried up by this time.
One of these days it will be. Just be patient.
The dove! The dove! It's got something in its bill!
Something in its bill? What?
Oh, just a minute now. I'll be able to see what it is.
Oh, I wonder what it can be.
It's an olive leaf!
An olive leaf?
A green one!
Oh, at last. The water is dried up and vegetation is springing forth.
Oh, wonderful news! That's
the hopes of Noah and his family were again revived.
And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and behold, the face of the ground was dry.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Still, they waited patiently within the ark for nearly 2 more months, waited for God's command to leave the ark. At last...
Look! Look at that bright light!
Yes, sir. And the door. The door of the ark. It's being opened.
Then God said to Noah,
"Go forth from the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring forth with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, that they may be fruitful and multiply upon the earth."
In the joy of being released from the ark, Noah did not forget him by whose gracious care they had been preserved. His first act was to build an altar and offer a sacrifice of every kind of clean beast and fowl, showing his gratitude to God and his faith in the coming Messiah.
But Father, why sacrifice so many animals? We preserved these animals at great labor and expense. Oh, surely God doesn't expect us to waste them on sacrifices.
Son, our first consideration always should be of God. We should cheerfully give him the first fruits of our labor. Every gift to us from God should be acknowledged by gifts for him and acts of devotion. We will sacrifice one each of the clean animals and fowls.
And when the Lord smelled the pleasing odor, the Lord said in his heart,
"I will never again curse the ground because of man. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease."
And God blessed Noah and his sons. Sometime later...
Look, look, all of you. Over there in the eastern sky, another storm's approaching.
With another flood coming, we'll all be killed.
Oh. Look, there's a beautiful colored bow in the sky.
I've never seen anything like that before.
It's amazing. Oh, Father Noah, does it mean that we'll have another flood?
I don't know what it means. I know only that whatever comes, it will be God's will.
And God said to Noah and to his sons with him,
"Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your descendants after you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood to destroy the earth. This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and for all future generations. I do set my bow in the cloud. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant, and the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh."
Yes, God put the rainbow in the sky that all the world may know that never again will he destroy the earth by a flood. Not long after this...
Well, I think it's time we're building permanent homes, don't you?
Oh, yes, Father.
All right, sons, all three of you, do some exploring tomorrow morning. Try to find an ideal spot for our homes.
Well, Father, what do you consider an ideal spot?
Well, look around for a natural, beautiful setting. A place that is centrally located as to a grazing area, and suitable land for vineyards and gardening. You'll know when you find the right location. Well, sons, have any success?
Yes, Father, but, well, we're disappointed in what we found. Yes.
Oh?
Well, everything's changed from what it was before the flood.
Nothing's the same. Nothing at all.
What do you mean?
Well, the mountains aren't pretty anymore. They're rugged and precipitous, jagged. Even the valleys and hillsides, they're ugly. All the forests are buried.
The entire countryside presents an appearance of confusion and desolation impossible to describe.
Such is the curse that sin has brought upon this once perfect and beautiful earth that God created. But with hard work and God's blessing, we shall go forth to build homes and re-inhabit the earth.
Yes, Father.